She said unless there was another driver to sign a responsibility slip, that half of the crew would have to stay behind. McMurphy told her this had cost him 50 goddamn bucks to make up the difference. He'd have to pay the guys back who didn't get to go. "Then it may be," the nurse said, "that the trip will have to be canceled and all the money refunded." "I've already rented the boat. The man's got 70 bucks of mine in his pocket right now."
$70? So?
"I thought you told the patients you'd need to collect $100 plus 10 of your own to finance the trip, Mr. McMurphy." "I was putting gas in the cars over and back."
"That wouldn't amount to $30, though, would it?"
She smiled so nice at him, waiting. He threw his hands in the air and looked at the ceiling.
"Oh, boy, you don't miss a chance, do you, Miss District Attorney? Sure, I was keeping what was left over. I don't think any of the guys ever thought any different. I figured to make a little for the trouble I took, get..."
"But your plans didn't work out," she said. She was still smiling at him, so full of sympathy. "Your little financial speculations can't all be successes, Randall. And actually, as I think about it now, you've had more than your share of victories." She mused about this, thinking about something I knew we'd hear more about later. "Yes, every acute on the ward has written you an IOU for some deal of yours at one time or another. So don't you think you can bear up under this one small defeat?"
Then she stopped. She saw McMurphy wasn't listening to her anymore. He was watching the doctor. And the doctor was eyeing the blonde girl's T-shirt like nothing else existed.
McMurphy's loose smile spread out on his face as he watched the doctor's trance, and he pushed his cap to the back of his head and strolled to the doctor's side, startling him with a hand on the shoulder.
"By God, Dr. Spivey, you ever see a Chinook salmon hit a line? One of the fiercest sights on the seven seas. Say, Candy, honey bun, why don't you tell the doctor here about deep sea fishing and all like that?"
Working together, it didn't take McMurphy and the girl but 2 minutes, and the little doctor was down locking up his office and coming back up the hall, cramming papers in a briefcase.
"Good deal of paperwork I can get done on the boat," he explained to the nurse and went past her so fast she didn't have a chance to answer,
and the rest of the crew followed, slower, grinning at her standing in the door of the nurse's station. The acutes who weren't going gathered at the day room door, told us don't bring our catch back till it's cleaned, and Ellis pulled his hands down off the nails in the wall and squeezed Billy Bibbit's hand and told him to be a fisher of men. And Billy, watching the brass brads on that woman's Levi's wink at him as she walked out of the day room, told Ellis to hell with that fisher of men business. He joined us at the door, and the least black boy led us through and locked the door behind us. And we were out. Outside.
This book is continued on Disc 7.